Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Sundays, the Oscars on ABC. Jimmy Kimmel hosting for a second year. Ratings have been declining on not just the Oscars, all the award shows. I mean, people just don't watch award shows a lot anymore. And I know the award shows will deny it, but you and I know one of the reasons why. I mean, you get these self-important preening celebrities up there, and they get on their political rants, and, you know, they knock everything that is important and precious to us and all, and so I'm sure they'll do it again. This year, a lot of the emphasis is going to be on the Me Too movement and the Time's Up and all that. In fact, I heard I don't know if it was a rumor or if it was real news or what, but you know how they have the In Memoriam segment, which, by the way, I hate to say, is always like probably my favorite part of the award shows, because, you know, they list who has passed away over the past year, and you look at it and you go, oh, I didn't know he died. Oh, did she die? I didn't know that. You know, I mean, because, admit it, you look at it and you kind of wonder. It is rather compelling television, but I heard in addition to that, they're going to do a segment called Dead to Us, and they'll include people like Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey. I don't know if that's true, but and they have supposedly taken steps to avoid last year's Best Picture disaster. Remember when they read the wrong name? they named La La Land the winner when it was really Moonlight, and it was a huge scandal, and oh my gosh. But I don't know that, honestly, that was one of the rare moments where these people actually looked human, you know? So, come on, admit it, that was one of the best things you ever saw on an award show, but sadly, it probably will not happen again this year. Anyway, Best Picture nominees. You want to know who's up for Best Picture? Here you go. These are the movies that are up for Best Picture at the 90th annual Oscars. Call Me by Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread. No, not Phantom Menace. Phantom Thread's different. The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And I guess that last one is, a lot of people are picking that as the favorite to win. We'll see. But here's the thing with the Oscars, and maybe this is just me. Most of the time, most years, I have not seen any of the pictures that are nominated for Best Picture. They're just, I don't know, there's just, with very few exceptions, they're not movies that I would go to. And most people that I hang around with, they're not movies that I would go to. You want further proof on this? There's a survey out. 65% of people have watched two or fewer Best Picture nominees this year. Okay, so they might be reaching the Oscar voters, but the average movie-going public, not so much. But the Oscar season is always a good reminder of, you know, if you're looking for a video or a movie down the road, maybe in a year or so, you go, oh, anyway, that was on the Oscars. Let's see if that's any good. So it's kind of like a to-do watch list, I guess, at some point. But they just always seem to be movies that, I don't know, with a few exceptions that, well, let me put it this way. You think we'll ever see, like, a Melissa McCarthy movie nominated for Best Picture? I don't think so either. But there you go. The Oscars, Sunday night on ABC.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.